Ayo, ayo, 2705 Gleason Way. This is our extended sports episode. I know we're a little late this week, but since we didn't hit y'all with a sports episode last week, we're going to do this episode right here. 100% full sports. Got my boy Sly with me. 2705 Gleason Way. Y'all get ready for it. Check us out. Ayo, ayo. Like I said, 2705 Gleason Way. This is episode 4, the sports episode. This your boy Main Focus Zilla.
And this your boy Sly.
And this week right here, we're going to hit y'all first with our first sports subject, sports topic. We got to go back a little add-on to our vaccine episode. It really ain't no vaccine episode right now. If anything, this is going to be the pre-Thanksgiving episode. But we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers versus Kyrie Irving. Now, all of our listeners that's been listening, y'all know we had an episode, which was our vaccine episode, where we talked about Kyrie Irving. How Kyrie Irving basically wasn't complying and wasn't doing what his team wanted to do. And he told him that, hey, I'm not getting the vaccine, and I don't want to explain why. It's personal to me. And, you know, I think I had my boy Jay Reed on that episode, hitting y'all with some facts on that situation. But now, more recently, we had Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, basically, Sly, tell him what Aaron Rodgers did.
So Aaron Rodgers got up at a press conference with his lying ass and said he was immunized. He never said he was vaccinated.
Right.
So he got up there and was talking like he had done his job. And everybody knows that you have to be vaccinated to play in NFL, in certain states or whatever. Because Cam did the same thing, right? We saw that. And he told the truth about he didn't feel comfortable at the time. But he went on and got what he got and did that. But to be selfish and protected by the media that doesn't want to speak on the fact that this man sit up and lied in front of millions of people, because I know millions of people saw it. It's all over the internet. It was all over national television. Everybody saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Kyrie do wrong? All he did say was he was protecting himself. And I understand that, because I was skeptical. Well, I am skeptical. I'm not getting it. And I'm not going to sit up and lie about it. That's all he did. He told the truth. He stood up like a man. They always criticize Kyrie about things such as he didn't want to play because of a situation that happened in 2020. And everybody know what that is. And I don't want to bring that up. They want to say he lets down his team. But this man is protecting himself. He don't have to live for nobody else. He don't have to, you know what I'm saying? You live your own damn life.
Right.
Go pick somebody else up and fucking pay them to play. You can be a grown man and stand for what you mean and stand what you say. You don't have to go with nobody else's thoughts. Right. See, that's what's wrong with people. The media sit up and try to control your mind. Just like Don Lemonade. Well, we'll speak on that on later date.
Look, let me just hop in for a second. We got guys and girls and people in this country and out of this country listening. What we're talking about is, for those of y'all that still don't know, is we got a football player a great football player. I can't just even I can't listen by just saying we got a football player.
We got a
Hall of Famer when it all boils down. But what I'm saying is this great guy lied to the organization and said, yes, I had my immunization. Basically what the lie was is, yes, I've took the vaccine. Okay. But we also have a basketball player.
Then he said, I'm not like those other guys. So who the fuck was he talking about? So I saw the man say it. I saw him. He was on live television. He said the bullshit he said out of his mouth and was acting like he been vaccinated. Everybody saw it. And all these analysts out here, you got, man, I'm not going to even talk about it. That's a
so
nuts.
Who
nuts
are the other before. Guys? He said, I'm not like these other guys. I don't remember that part. Who are the other guys?
He was talking about people that, I guess he was shooting a shot at Cam.
People that just refused not to get it.
Yes.
So he was basically doubling down that I've been immunized.
He played with your mind in because he said I've been immunized.
He which is different.
He's been vaccinated. Right. But he's still a bold faced liar.
And see, I can understand. Actually, I can't.
He was pushing the envelope.
He was
pushing the envelope.
Because now I've heard in the story that his wife is a holistic person, meaning that she believes in, you know, the secondary medicine, a holistic medicine. Eat these herbs and take these vitamins and outside of traditional medicine is what I'm saying. That's the way his wife is. So I can see Mr. Rogers being under the influence of his wife and saying that you ain't getting it, baby, I ain't getting it. I understand, I believe you, I love you, blah, blah, blah. But the separate issue is you lied to the NFL and you did something that was detrimental or could have been detrimental to members of your team.
Yes. So, let's talk about that.
Right. What if you hurt your running back? Or what if you, you know, the mortality rate of this disease is very low. We're going to say that. But we also going to say that with the mortality rate being what it is, it's still a mortality rate.
Let's talk about it.
You know, it's still a mortality rate. So basically, I ain't going to even hop to this extreme, but this is a form of attempted murder. Not really, but you know.
Now take it that goddamn.
Nah, man, you know, but look, shit. I know that I got AIDS.
Oh, shit.
If I had AIDS, and I know I got AIDS.
I understand
it. Or if it's the possibility.
It's like putting somebody in danger.
Right, like if it's the possibility that I got AIDS.
I feel you.
I'll go out and fuck 10 bitches.
Yeah.
I mean, I get all of them AIDS, but it's the possibility I could have gave at least one of them AIDS.
Every time I fuck, I got to fuck at least about 2 bitches.
You know what I'm saying? But basically what we're saying is Aaron and Kyrie, we feel at 2705 Gleason Way, that was a discrepancy because we had the guy from what network is he from? Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, Zed is next. ESPN.
Yeah, I didn't want to say ESPN if you want
to. That massive network. Yeah.
Okay.
They paying that boy to goddamn lay it on.
Yeah.
He had so much to say about Kyrie Irving. I didn't hear him say. He didn't want to say it, but he had to. You know what I'm saying? Because we was on his ass in his comments and shit.
Right.
We were like, oh, but you talked about Kyrie, but he was honest and upfront about his situation. Aaron Rodgers said that and was conniving.
Mm-hmm.
He deceived us. We ain't gonna call it a deception. You know, it's a lie.
You know
what I'm saying?
And to the listeners, some of the things that the guy we're talking about, a very, probably the most prominent sportscaster right now, especially on the ESPN prime time, daytime time slot, is Stephen A. Smith. And he's a great, you know, broadcaster, great sportsman. He knows what he's talking about, even at the time that he don't.
Don't expect nothing more from him, because he be trying to say people need to be traded for a bucket of popcorn and type of shit like that. Man ain't right, man.
That's just an exaggeration and all that.
That sounds like some house, you know what I'm talking about,
right,
shit.
Right, I hear what
you know what I'm saying? You don't do that.
Stephen A. Smith.
God, you messing up folks' money, man.
You know, you had a whole lot to say. Some of the things he was saying was, you are showing the team that you not want to talk to Kyrie. You are showing the team that you don't care about a championship. You don't care about them. All the investors and stockholders are invested in the team. They want to succeed, for everybody else to succeed, for the state and everything. So with you, you know, making the decision you made, like I said, you can make whatever decision you want. But with the laws that's in the rules that's in place right now, when you make those decisions, these are the consequences. You can't play here, or you don't get paid here if you go to this state, or, you know, all this here. But the main thing is, it's a difference from the way that not only Stephen A. Smith, but also the rest of a large portion of the news media. The main story was Kyrie. And now Rodgers has done, in my opinion, a worse offense, and he's getting the lesser attention in the media. And why is that? That's the Gleason way. Who's the most, in my opinion, that's the Gleason way. Because Rodgers is the bigger player. He's definitely the money maker. So are you going to make too much noise around your money maker and one of the biggest teams in the NFL? Or are you going to make more noise on somebody that you can still champion your point about vaccinate, and at the same time, you're not really causing much damage to that organization, because Kyrie, as we discussed in our previous sports episode about the vaccine, is expendable. So if you make all that noise about Aaron Rodgers, and he got to be suspended for 6 games, and this and that.
So tell me,
you heard your lead.
Is Kyrie wrong for not being a team player, as they call it, looking out for his own body because he don't know how he's going to react to this shot? Or is he being a man of his own?
I mean, that's a great question, Sly. And I look at it like this. I took the vaccination. But you got to look at these guys. Me and you, our body is what is worth what we've accomplished in life up until now.
Yeah.
But when you look at a guy like Kyrie Irving, when you look at a guy like LeBron James, it can be easily said that their bodies are worth more than our bodies.
So are you gonna
take unnecessary risks if you feel you healthy? You feel like, hey, I already had, just like with the guy from Golden State.
Yeah.
He said that I already had COVID, I got natural antibodies and this and that.
Yeah.
Are you gonna try to put something experimental on your body that's worth millions and millions of dollars a year? That's why I say their body's worth more than ours.
Yeah.
Not literally, because everybody, you know, is created equal. But literally also, these motherfuckers, if you LeBron James, you're worth more than me. Fuck what you say.
Hey, man.
You know?
Look, anytime a motherfucker paying you to snort some coke $1,000 for free, would you take it? That sound like you looking for a bad trip. Because if a motherfucker just sitting up there trying to give you some motherfucking money to do something that you know you don't do, and you finna put this in your body, you don't know why your body gonna react.
Right, right. And that's why I said I can kind of feel how I saw an interview the other day with Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather said, I'm not gonna take no vaccine, this and that. I think he was talking with Max Kellerman, one of those boxing analysts. And Floyd said, I'm not finna take no vaccine. He said, well, the analyst said, well, what is your job says this and what is your job says that? Floyd said, my job is different from your job. My job, I can make 20 million in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So don't compare your job to my job. Mm-hmm. So if I feel like something's going to be detrimental to my job, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I felt him on that. Even though I feel like the general consensus is you should get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. But either way it go, to each his own. But I just feel like in the situation we're talking about, the Gleason Waiter been played on not Aaron Rodgers, but Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you did less than what this guy did, but your punishment is worse because Kyrie can't play nowhere.
Yeah,
or he can only play.
Aaron Rodgers was back. I seen him yesterday on the field. Why he on the field?
Yeah, he got. What he got? He got a one game suspension. One game suspension.
The Gleason way.
The Gleason way. You know.
Gleason.
We ain't gonna spend too much time on this subject, guys.
Yeah. But
if you're out here, something you know that you feel like we leaving out or whatever, be sure. You know, y'all listen to the show and shit, but hit Anchor and go to that community button and chime in. And if I personally share the podcast with you, send me a voice message, Facebook, to my text messages. But mainly, hit us up on Anchor and get on those messages and on those comments on Apple Podcasts and let us know what y'all think about
this. And
that
ain't me singing that shit on the damn thing. That's somebody else.
Hey, it's 2705 Gleason Way. We're going to go ahead and move to the next subject right after this commercial break.
What way? The Gleason Way.
Hey, listeners, tired of running all over the Tri-County area looking for sporting goods for you and the kids? Well, visit Gleason Sporting Goods. That's right, Gleason Sporting Goods. Gleason Sporting Goods is the foremost supplier of all your sporting goods needs. Whether juniors deciding to pick up soccer, or your little lady wants to be the next Serena Williams, Gleason Sporting Goods has you covered. Visit Gleason Sporting Goods today for high-quality sporting goods at competitive prices. Gleason Sporting Goods, where all you have to say is what you want to play. Gleason Sporting Goods, 1590 Gleason Way, right next door to Gleason Eats and Sweets. Gleason Sporting Goods is proud to be a sponsor of 2705 Gleason Way.
All right, guys, shit. We'd like to thank Gleason Sporting Goods for sponsoring this part of the show. But right now, we're going to keep it on the NFL, subject and move on to my guy, Henry James Ruggs III. Henry James Ruggs III. Tell him who he is, Sly.
Henry James Ruggs III is a receiver for the Las Vegas Rams. He also played at in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know Montgomery, Alabama. Roll Tide. That's my team. But he kind of
fucked up.
He messed up his Gleason way.
He did what?
He's the bad sector of Gleason way. I mean, it was a mistake. He might can bounce back. I hope he can bounce back. I don't think it was on purpose. But when you go on 156 and you
tell him what happened.
And you rolling and you drunk. Mm-hmm. You know, you got that drink in your system. Sometimes we got to slow down. And remember, we got it the Gleason way.
The Gleason way. This guy already got it the Gleason way. You, how old? 22 years old.
22 years old.
You in the league playing for the Rams.
Hold on. We got to do this. We got to say condolences to the family of Tina, the 23-year-old that was reared. By the mileage of
126.
And 56,
yeah.
No. He was at this point, he was trying to slow down.
Right. Okay.
He was in there. You in the cover, you in the vid. Running up on traffic, you can't slow that hoe down. And they probably gonna, hey man, the man, hey. He killed the dog too. You know how them folks from the Gleason way, none of them dogs.
Mm-mm. You done killed the dog too?
You done killed the dog.
That's why I said ain't no bouncing back slide, I don't think. But the for y'all not familiar with the story, quick rundown. NFL player, drunk, 156 miles per hour, impact somebody at 126 miles per hour. Their car burst into flames, killing the driver and the driver's dog in the car. And now you've lost your key to the Gleason way because of stupidity.
Yes.
Don't drink and drive, folks. That's the moral of the story.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Slow your bitch ass down, because I will pop me a top while I'm driving. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm pacing myself, and I'm not finna be drunk. Why he just didn't call an Uber dog? He could left his car wherever him and his girl was coming from.
Especially in the situation that he's in. I don't care if you on the bench right now or whatever. You got enough money. Or your wife may not have been, your girlfriend or whoever may not have been intoxicated at all. They could have took over this situation. You made a real bad mistake, and it makes not only you look bad, the organization look bad, and I feel...
And they already looking bad, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel us as a people, you did a disservice to us. Anybody that we see, especially around here, going to the league, which is going to be our next segment that we roll into. We're going to talk about that tonight as well. But, you know, anybody that succeeds in our league and that like us and look like us, we're proud of it. So, you did bad, bro.
Yeah, we're sorry.
You could have done better.
We're sorry. We're sorry to the victim and their family, too. And,
you know,
we
gotta do better. You know, it is what it is. You with great, what's the quote? With great, whatever. With great whatever comes great responsibility. Whatever the fuck it is. With that comes great responsibility.
When you got got money, nigga, act right, motherfucker. Right, that's what we try to say. Right, I mean, I ain't mean to say that.
I'm sorry.
It's
escaping me the exact quote right now, but y'all probably know what I'm talking about. You know, if you got a lot, you also have a lot of responsibility with it. Maybe with great power comes responsibility.
With power,
you know,
comes great responsibility.
And we're not saying he just had no that much power, but he was most likely high goals in our neighborhood. If you're in that situation, you the breadwinner. You won. You made it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to risk that on one night of drinking too much and making ill-advised decisions. You know, we ain't got to dwell on this. We're going to move on to another set. Speaking about the Raiders.
The Jackson Raiders.
Yeah, we got the Jackson Raiders coming, you know.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, the Jackson, Mississippi, we have an arena football team coming. In the same namesake that Mr. Ruggs played for. But, you know, hopefully that doesn't shine a dark light on us. I don't think it'll be, you know, that's not affiliated. I'm not sure. But even if it is affiliated, we hoping positive things for the arena football team we got coming here to Jackson. They're going to be playing down at the Coliseum.
We got to give a big ass shout out to Mayor Lumumba for going at this like about how he did, because this could be a great situation for Jackson,
mm-hmm,
as and drawing in money.
We gonna
shout out the owners of the team, James and Tammy German. You know, we gonna shout out the Visit Jackson president. You know what I'm saying?
All right, great
and
CEO, organization.
Dr. Ricky Thickpin. You know, we gonna shout that out. You know, they're going to be playing in the Coliseum. I think it's going to start in 2022. And so you could be looking for that. It's a lot of positive things going on around here now. You know?
Yeah, I think that's great. I can remember other teams, if not, you know, professional teams. You know, we ain't like New Orleans. We ain't got the Saints or the Pelicans. But we've had a lot of teams here that have garnered a lot of support and brought the city and the surrounding cities together.
Shout out them Jackson Generals.
Right, Jackson Generals.
The hockey team.
We had the Jackson Bandits, the hockey team.
That's shout out
them. I remember going to the hockey games. That was one of the greatest experiences around my high school life, going down there and seeing these guys. Jackson Bandits were very entertaining. They'll fight every other night, and and they was actually a great team, you know. And also were the Generals, a great team. You know, we had other little minor league soccer teams and things going around here, but we're definitely excited about this new opportunity coming. Ooh.
But guess what? I gotta talk about now. This is very exciting. The I Love, you know, the
come on now.
I Love.
We got listeners from everywhere now. Who is the I Love?
The teams of all Mississippi.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Been the teams of all Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
The team of Walter Payton.
Wow.
The team of we got a lot of things going on around here.
Right.
We want to talk about it.
The
college.
Boom.
Where everything happens around in the heart of Jackson. You know, the band is the best thing you ever heard of, and the land has been known for a long time. And we're one of the big three, you know. We've been doing it for a long time. Been leading the attendance in a long time around here. The college, Jackson State. Let's talk about it.
JSU.
Let's talk about it.
Of Jackson, Mississippi is what we're talking about right now. Now, for those of y'all, like I said, like I always say, it's going to be something I always say, so get used to it. For those of y'all that's not familiar with what we're talking about, Jackson State University is a historically black college or university, HBCU, located in Jackson, Mississippi, the place where this podcast comes to you all from. Now, at the moment, Jackson is plagued with crime and is one of the worst places in, I ain't gonna say one of the worst places in Mississippi. I'm just gonna say it's in one of the worst states in the Union. Jackson, Mississippi. We're talking about Mississippi right here now. So this state, we've been blessed in the capital city, in one of our HBCUs, to have Deion Sanders, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys.
The Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons.
That's what made them. Prime time.
Prime
time.
We're
going to say Florida State. He was prime time before anything. He was just prime time already. He was prime time.
Prime time of America's team, Deion Sanders. Yeah.
So, and he also played with Jerry Rice at San Francisco, and they won
San Francisco
the Super
Bowl. As well. Let's not forget San Francisco. Super Bowl winning Deion Sanders on your Subway commercials. Guess what? We got him here at HBCU, JSU in Jackson, Mississippi. And he has brought our team. Everybody around here know we've been doing too well on the football side.
Let me tell you what this man has done since he's been here.
You know, we had our spots.
Let me tell you.
But we ain't been this good.
Let me tell you what he's done since he's been here. He's increased the marketing value of the school in the first year he was here. During the pandemic, he increased the school value by $19 million. He also, within the later few months, added 185. It ain't no telling how much it is. $1 million right now to advertising and exposure to our state and team, and all HBCUs around, you know, and we need to give that man his flowers while he's doing the thing. He's currently around here in a wheelchair right now. We're praying for him and his family and a great recovery.
Y'all might have seen it on TV. When D.I. Love, JSU, played Southern University.
Oh, you know I'm crunk about this.
You know, they played Southern University in the Eastern, SWAC Eastern Championship, and were victorious 21-17.
And let me always say this too, because these other people be mad out here about Deion being in Jackson. And I gotta say this because, in the words of and Yana, or whatever her last name is, she said, "And sometimes you're gonna be mad with me, and sometimes you're not gonna like me or the things I do or what I say."
Mm-hmm.
But motherfucker, you better respect it. Listen to what he's doing. Because he always hold accountability for the things that that is going on around him and on social media and all these rumors and stuff. And I appreciate that. Shout out Shador.
He got the beats. Listeners, Shador, the son of Deion Sanders, our quarterback here for HBCU, Jackson State University, Shador Sanders, is the quarterback. And we also got Shiloh. Deion didn't just come by himself. He brought his sons with him.
And I heard his daughter playing basketball next year, too.
And his daughter playing basketball next year. Shout out, y'all. You know, we always talk about what's going down bad in the city. But this is a good thing, along with the Jackson Raiders, that's going along and going on in the city right now. And, you know, let's get behind some of this positive, too. We always rooting about the nigga. Let's get behind some of this positive, too. So, thanks, Deion Sanders.
Oh, shout out to Mississippi State. I heard they beat somebody, too, this weekend. Real good. So we gonna shout out everybody, you know,
right,
that's doing good in our Mississippi, and we gonna represent this thing right, and we gonna we love y'all. Y'all keep on listening to us, and we gonna give y'all the real and the lowdown, and you know, it's the Gleason way, baby.
Gleason way, yo. This our sports episode. You know what I'm saying? 2705 Gleason way. You know what it is.
The Gleason way. The Gleason way.